My name is Jill Baton, and I'm the co-founder and co-managing director at Bear Radio in Berlin. And I love working in audio for a million reasons. I love working in audio because of all the fantastic people that I get to meet and work with and chat to every single week in my work. And I love telling stories, and I love that the fact that all the other people working in audio that I've met also really enjoy telling stories. And at the end of the day, we're all creatives and we all wanted to get into producing radio and podcasts and audio because we have a story to tell and we want to help others tell their stories as well. And yeah, I'm always impressed and I'm always surprised. And the industry never ceases to keep me on my toes. Growing up, I always listened to radio and NPR with my parents going on road trips, and I remember listening to Car Talk as a kid and having my parents kind of joke along with it and talk along with it, and it was just such a fun environment to be in the back of our like sedan, listening to these two men chat away about cars and answer questions. My parents and I had no idea about anything about cars and being like a mechanic, but we were just enthralled with this show and we could just not talk to each other for like 2 hours while we were listening to this program. And it was so fun. I think the original podcasts were just rebroadcasted radio shows. So I think that it's a medium that naturally comes from the world of radio. And a lot of the people who back in the day would get into podcasting came from those traditional radio backgrounds. And I think it's very cool having this Venn diagram of all of the new people who are doing podcasting and who are able to tell their stories, who might have been like kept out of traditional radio environments and stories and media. And now they have a voice. And I think that I'd really like to see those kind of Venn diagrams come closer together, where we have more people who are creating things from a bottom-up approach, having that kind of trust and investment from larger media organizations that traditionally make radio. And yeah, I think the two mediums go hand in hand.